From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
December is minutes away from happening, and they got the holiday started in our nation's capital tonight. The president and first lady took part in the 100th lighting of the national Christmas tree tonight. Thousands of Americans gathered outside the White House to watch an old man flip a light switch. that's the tree. It's 27 feet tall. They did not chop it down. It is a live white fir tree. It was planted last October after the previous national Christmas tree was removed in May of 2021 because it had a fungal disease. The second time that year that a fungus had to be removed from the White House. The ceremony, as you saw, hosted by Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, and LL Cool J, which gave us the rare opportunity to see Joe Biden and LL Cool J in the same place. You know, a lot of people think they're the same person. They're not, and I hope this proves that once and for all. Doesn't LL Cool J sound like a rapper name Joe Biden would make up? Hey, look, it's LL Cool J and his DJ Snazzy Shoes, his buddy. But tonight also happens to be the night when parents across the country break out the old Elf on a Shelf. Do you do this, Guillermo?
I used to do it, Jimmy.
And it's terrible, right? I mean, it's kind of fun, but first of all, we constantly forget about it. We forget to move it, and the kids wake up, and your heart stops, and you're like, you basically have to pull a rabbit out of your ass. You're like, oh, look over there, a monkey. And then you're moving in, like, into the freezer or something. And it's also weird. You tell your kids this thing is watching them. They grow up with that paranoia, and then we have a new generation of conspiracy theorists. This is how QAnon got started. At the same time, those elves came out. And maybe worst of all, you go on Instagram, and these parents, these better parents, go to great lengths to put these elves in creative positions. I mean, they got them baking cookies, they're having pillow fights, they're in hot air balloons, they're eating cereal out of the toilet. It's too much. I don't have time to do that. And here's a trick that will save you some time, I think, this year. Tonight, first night, set your elf out, kids go to bed, put a positive COVID test next to the elf. Good morning, oh, Winky has Omicron. He's got a quarantine at the North Pole for 2 weeks, I think. And then you put him in a box for 2 weeks, you bring him back out, put little dots on his face. Oh my God, now he's got monkeypox. Back in the box. Thank you. And you're welcome. This morning, everybody, this is a big topic. This morning, Spotify sent out their annual music report card. It's called Spotify Wrapped. It tallies up all the songs you listened to this year. And it can be a little shocking. For instance, these are my top five artists for 2022. This is not a joke. This is real. Number one, James Taylor. Number two, the Doobie Brothers. Number three, Zach Bryan. Number four, Steely Dan. And number five, Billy Joel. Well, put that back up for a second because, look, even Billy Joel is looking at me like, seriously? This might as well be the soundtrack to a commercial for colitis medication. Poor Zach Bryan's like, how the hell did I get on this list? I'm 26 years old. Basically, it's a mixtape I made on a boombox in 1982. But I wonder how many people decide not to post their list today because their top artist was Kanye this year. I mean, right? For sure, Kanye's top artist was Kanye. As a result of that little dinner party with Donald Trump last week, they say they're beefing up security at Mar-a-Lago. They said they will now do increased vetting on guests. And by increased vetting, they mean they start vetting guests. According to reports, the new security protocols require a senior campaign official to now be with Donald Trump at all times. They've hired a super nanny to take care of Donald Trump. Last night, Trump issued his, like, 400th statement attempting to cover his orange ass, ever so slightly trying to distance himself from this white supremacist, Nick Fuentes. Trump said that if Fuentes had expressed his views at the dinner, it wouldn't have been accepted, and that if he'd known about them, the dinner wouldn't have happened in the first place, which, okay, that makes sense. What about Kanye? He expressed his anti-Semitic views well ahead of the dinner, repeatedly. Did you not see that? And by the way, do you know... You know what they call people who said they did not see, right? Well, you can figure it out, right? He continues to handle this like, you figured that out, right, Guillermo?
Yeah, sure.
That's what it looks like when a person lies. His argument, Trump, it's basically, how was I supposed to know I had a Klansman at the table? He wasn't wearing a hood. The walls are closing in on Trump. After 7 years and a 3-year legal battle, the Democrats in the House today confirmed they finally have in their possession 6 years of his federal tax returns. I imagine the snow angels they're making in those papers right now. They're going through the documents. Hopefully they will share some of what's in them soon. I mean, how long could it take to read 6 years of I didn't pay any tax returns? But it's a major development. This could help the committee establish whether Trump did any of the many things we all know he did. But down in Georgia, Trump is reportedly, he's decided to play a limited role ahead of the runoff for the Senate there next week. He will not hold a rally for Herschel Walker. Many top Republicans have been urging him to stay out of it because they fear his presence could hurt Walker, which has left Herschel with some explaining to do about why his biggest backer is hiding out. On Fox last night, they asked him, they said, if Obama's campaigning for Warnock, why isn't Trump there campaigning for you?
You know, President Trump has always been in my corner. He still is in my corner. And he's been doing other things for me. And everyone has been doing a lot of things for me.
People have been tying my shoes. People have been reading. Maybe Trump's now afraid if he gets close to Herschel, he'll get pregnant or something. I don't know. But meanwhile, Mike Pence has been making the rounds, promoting his book, and also trying out material for his new Netflix comedy special.
One of the great parts about no longer being vice president is I get to drive my own car. One of the worst parts is I get to pay for my own gas. You know, one of the advantages of being vice president is I get to drive my own car again.
One of the bad parts is I get to pay for my own gas.
You know, one of the good parts about no longer being vice president is
you get to drive your own car.
Bad part is you get to pay for your own gas.
The good part about no longer being vice president
is you get to drive your own car.
Bad part is
you get to pay for your own gas.
One of the advantages of no longer being vice president
is I get to drive my own car.
One of the bad parts is you get to pay for your own gas.
You know, the truth is, it's no laughing matter.
Yeah, no, it's not. Get that man on Hollywood Squares. Yesterday, you know, Mike is very popular with the young people. He did a Q&A with a group of students at Catholic University where he fired up the fun machine once again.
Thank you once again, Vice President Pence, for coming. My name is Bennett Burt. I'm a freshman here at Catholic University. My question today is, what can we as conservatives learn from the underwhelming election results in the midterms, and where do we go forward from this point?
Well, thanks for the question. Is it Ben? Did I hear?
Bennett.
I'm having a little
Bennett.
Trouble hearing. I think the could turn one of those speakers in my direction. The organizers could. It would help. A little too much rock and roll on headphones.
Too much rock and roll. What kind of rock and roll could Mike Pence possibly be listening to? Oh. Oh, all right. Well, I guess maybe he's not so bad. The Senate last night passed a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriage from another bad decision by the Supreme Court. They call it the Respect for Marriage Act. It passed with 61 votes. Every Democrat and a dozen Republicans voted yes. 36 Republicans voted against the bill, including Mitch McConnell, who is in an interracial marriage. And that's why he's against it. But hey, most Americans have already started their holiday shopping. Here in California, all the states on the West Coast, marijuana is legal for recreational use, and a lot of people will buy that as a little gift. I mean, it's green, it's festive. In Las Vegas, you can even go through a drive-thru to buy it. And so we thought it'd be fun to check in with our friends at the New Woo Cannabis Marketplace, one of the largest dispensaries in the world, to meet some of their employees and their customers and see how the Christmas shopping is going. Hello, Veronica. This is Veronica, who
Hi, Jimmy.
Runs the drive-thru window. How's business tonight?
It's been good, actually.
People buying holiday gifts?
Oh, yeah, this is the best gift to give anyone for the holidays.
Yeah, well, it definitely makes the night with the family easier.
Right? Oh, my God, yes.
What is the strangest thing you've witnessed working the drive-thru there, Veronica?
Ooh, the strangest thing, honestly, is when people actually, not so much the drive-thru, but people drive through the front of our building.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, they crash into the front of your building?
Yeah, because there's parking right out in front.
Wait, hold on. How many times has this happened?
At least three that since I've worked here.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's clear glass, and then the parking.
Yeah,
right
glass
in front,
is clear. Yeah.
You're right, and then just go straight forward. And yes.
Well, I guess that comes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, can you move them up in the drive-through, and we can.
Yeah, I think
meet
they can
somebody?
Come on through.
Okay. Here we go. All right. There we go. We have. Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey,
good,
what's your name? Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. My name's AJ.
Hey, AJ. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
What are you up to?
Nothing much. Just trying to get my usual fix.
Oh, you're a regular.
Yeah, most definitely.
May I ask, what do you do for work?
I manage a motel on Fremont.
Oh, on Fremont Street. Oh boy, a motel on Fremont Street. That's what kind of madness do you see in those motel rooms?
A lot.
A lot. So what, you're going to get some something to smoke, and then what do? You go back to work and eat all the pillow mints?
I try to hide out before it get too wicked.
Gotcha, okay. AJ, would you like to play a little game, or a little quiz? You can win a prize, a valuable prize.
Most definitely.
Great, all right. Okay. Let's play Let's Make a Dope Deal. Here we go. AJ, give me five nicknames for marijuana in 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Bud, gas, smoke, herb, weed.
Yes, there you go. You got it in just under the wire. All right, what do we have for AJ there, Veronica?
We got bubble wrap for him.
Bubble wrap, AJ.
Look,
where are you going?
I
don't think AJ got a chance to buy anything, but next time, AJ. All right, there you go. Thanks, AJ. It's fun seeing people do this, right?
Yes.
Remember the old days when they used to give you food in the drive-thru?
Yes. This is very fun.
All right, who's out in at the drive-thru? And, here we go. That's a big car. Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Mahogany.
Mahogany, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Who's in the car with you? We could just barely see him. There you go.
My boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend. All right.
Yes.
Does your husband know? What are you guys buying tonight?
We're going to be getting an eighth of Dark Phoenix Virtue.
An eighth of Dark Phoenix. Okay. Oh, do you have to give your license? All right. Yeah, you're turning over your IDs. All right. Yeah. You guys want to play a quick game show?
Yes.
All right. Here's your trivia question. Where do clouds come from?
The air. Yeah, moisture.
Don't they form themselves? Like, they form and create with, like, the air and the moisture inside of
that's
that.
That's plenty close enough, Mahogany. What do we have for Mahogany there?
We got two kaleidoscopes, one for each of them.
Oh, wait, Joel, those will be fun, yeah.
And then also your order with your IDs right there.
And then, yeah, you get your IDs back. Oh, what a deal this is. All right, well, have fun, guys. Rarely do you see. All right, well, let's see who else we have out there and at the drive-thru in Las Vegas. Oh, I like a car.
Ooh.
With a slogan on it. Excuse me, son, do your parents know you took their car?
Yes, they do.
What is your name?
My name's Ronnie. Who's
Ronnie.
This?
Ronnie, how old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 24. This is my vehicle.
Oh,
I let
okay.
my parents take their car.
Well, you're very youthful looking, Ronnie, except for, of course, the million tattoos.
Oh, I got them to make me look older.
You did? Is that true? Wow. What does that say? Tessie Baby?
Yup, that's the name of the vehicle.
Who's Tessie? Oh, the vehicle is named Tessie Baby.
Yes, sir.
When you saw her, you said, you are Tessie Baby.
The chick magnet.
Is it a chick magnet?
Yes, indeed.
It is. Does that mean you're hitting pedestrians or what? No. Hey, you're not the...
I'm over my PS5 days.
Ronnie, you're not the guy who crashed through the window of the front of the store, are you?
I'll just stay quiet.
All right, Ronnie. You want to play a game?
Sure, why not?
All right, it's time to play Let's Make a Dope Deal. Here we go, Ronnie.
Awesome. Ronnie.
Name three of the four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Three of the four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There's yes.
Ralph.
Close enough?
I don't know their names.
Okay, think about Italian Renaissance painters. That'll probably make it easier for you.
Italian Renaissance. I wasn't too good at school.
All right. Well, I find that very difficult to believe, but we have a prize for you anyway, Ronnie. And what do we have, Veronica, for Ronnie?
Got a Willie Nelson Christmas ornament.
Oh, all right. It looks like an air freshener.
Yes, awesome. Along with your order.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ronnie. Happy holidays to you. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. All right.
Yeah, I kind of figured. All right, there we go. There goes Ronnie and Tessie, baby. Thank you, Veronica. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wish everyone there at the store a happy holiday from us, too.
Okay? You as well, Jimmy.